House takes up legislation this week that includes a provision to delay certain base realignment and closure moves. The FY 2012 National Defense Authorization Act would allow the Secretary of Defense to put off up to 7 BRAC recommendations for 1 year. Dr. Andrea Morris is the BRAC coordinator for Arlington County, Virginia. She spoke about why Moran and others are pushing for this legislation on Fed Access with host Derek T. Dorch.
The language does give the Secretary of Defense the authority to delay up to 7 BRAC actions. They are not delineated specifically. He has to select them, he or she, Secretary Gates or
And we're talking about delay a BRAC action, meaning that they would keep an agency where it is, or the move doesn't have to happen already, or what does that mean?
It does. It means that they would remain in their current location until certain requirements are met. Because they had the specific actions were not delineated by the House committee itself, Secretary Gates would have to put those forward. Congressman Moran put forward a letter, and so did the governor of Commonwealth of Virginia, Governor McDonald, put forward request to Secretary Gates to include the Mark Center in that second in that number of 7. What that would mean, again, is that the 6,400 jobs that are slated to go to the Mark Center and coming from Crystal City majority would remain in their current spaces. It gives a delay of up to 1 year. There's another option depending on whether it's 1 year or when a time period of after the FY13 authorization is completed. So it depends on what the timeline is. But up to a year to delay it and get the infrastructure in place around the space.
What is the possibility? I know this passed through one area. Mm-hmm. What's the possibility that this will pass and become law?
It is a possibility.
Okay.
I hesitated because I don't want to put it on the record, quote unquote.
Sure.
Absolutely not. But it certainly is a possibility. The challenges that were raised in a GAO report in July of last year cited 6 locations that have a number of infrastructure developments that need to happen before the activity can really be fully completed, if you will. The buildings might be finished, but the infrastructure around it is not ready. So they cited 6. Six locations. Of that 6 locations, 3 of them are for Belvoir impacted alone.
Okay. And those 6 locations were what?
One is Mark Center.
Okay.
One is the hospital at Fort Belvoir. And the other one is Walter Reed.
Okay.
Yes. So those activities were cited in the report, GAO's report. And it also cited Fort Bragg and something in Georgia, Fort McPherson. And so if the 7 recommendations that are allowed through this legislation include those, then a large portion of what's happening in the immediate region can be affected, can be delayed, can have additional time ostensibly to get some of the infrastructure ready.
So meaning that if these people are delayed, that these people who may lose jobs, those agencies may say, hold on.
Yes.
Okay, you're going to stay for another additional year while we try to figure this thing out. And so these people maybe have a little reprieve.
Yes.
For another, maybe another year and a half or so.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about this, however, is that some of those have already gotten new jobs. They're actively looking because, again, the deadline is written
looming,
in paper.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
And it's looming, as you said. I like that word. It's looming. It certainly is hanging over. And so some of them may already be gone.
Okay.
And so, again, the operational side is going to be impacted no matter what.
Okay.
With
that, did the secretary have to make a decision? I mean, can they, if this becomes law, is he required to make this decision?
He
or
is
this is
not.
Just kind of like an optional thing based on what he or whoever the new secretary will be, you know, whether it be Gates or maybe incoming Panetta,
yes,
they can make the decision on what they want to do.
That's correct. It is not required for him or the incoming secretary to actually complete this, to invoke this. He has to choose to do this. And again, there are certain caveats that have to be met. If he chooses to put forward 7 or 5 or how many installations forward, you have to demonstrate why it's needed to be done. What will this delay or lack of delay do to the actual installation and then to the space around it, the community around it, the cost-benefit analysis of it, if we do it, if we don't do it, what's going to happen? And then also, how are you going to get it done in this next year? A plan has to be put forward demonstrating and delineating that specifically. So those are components that are required if the secretary chooses to invoke this, if it becomes law.
I guess the other question is, you have some people who are in Maryland who don't want to go down to Quantico. You have some people who are in Quantico who don't want to go down to Maryland.
Correct.
Is there a process where these agencies are talking to each other to kind of maybe swap out people? I mean, I know that sounds kind of crazy.
No,
but,
not at
you know,
all.
For some people who have maybe jobs that can go either which direction, mm-hmm. if you're maybe accounting, procurement, acquisition, mm-hmm. HR, admin, is it possible that these people can swap out people and say, you know what, you take them and I take them and mm-hmm. everybody's happy?
That's not a crazy proposition at all. We actually... We're in conversations with NGA, National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, and DISA, because, again, one was going from Maryland and NGA going from Maryland down to Fort Belvoir area, and then DISA coming from Arlington and going to Fort Meade. We were holding discussions and trying to get them together, and we did get them together to begin a conversation about, can we do this? Are there skill sets that are matched enough that we may be able to propose a swap, quote unquote, if you will.
And did those conversations go anywhere?
Well, it
because I mean,
it was
learned
that
you had conversations, but
yes.
You didn't say any agreements were made.
No agreements were made. Unfortunately, it may individuals maybe here and there, but because of the nature of the work, when they drill down to it, they realized that there were just differences that just were not going to afford that exchange. But we've been talking. We being the transition center in our staff, we've been talking about that for a long time. You're in this boat together. Your skill sets are required to be cleared. Procurement is procurement in our minds.
Right.
And certainly there are opportunities to do that, but it hasn't caught fire. We've been talking about that for a while.
Is it more of a matter of the agency heads? I mean, they're the ones who are not, you know, connecting enough. I mean, where is the disconnect?
That's such
on this?
A good question.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's even though the conversation is had, mm-hmm. it does seem to be common sense that there are some things that could honestly go to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And is that still possible?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it too late? Are we at a point where it's too late? Because mm-hmm. the reason I ask that there's still bracket-impacted workers out there.
Yes, there are.
And if those conversations could be had, it could just be a nice, mm-hmm. Easy transition for
mm-hmm.
them.
It's intuitive that it would happen, that it could happen that way. Your question about where's the disconnect, I'll come back to my statement that I've made before, that the mandate for the agencies is to get the next site ready, is to get the relocating site ready. And that means infrastructure. That means a physical space. That's the priority, to make sure this building is ready to receive, and then the internal, if you will, the desks and the networks and all those things are put into place. And I don't want to intone that the workers are last, but, again, the priority is to prepare that space and to make sure that it's ready, and then the workers can get there. So it may be the gap is sitting down and saying, okay, we know we have to get this space ready. However, who are we readying it for? Our workforce. Who is this workforce going to be? Are we asking the question, are we really looking at this deliberately to say, we're going to a location that already has a workforce and they're coming this direction. Maybe we should sit down and have this conversation as part of the readying process. It's thought about afterwards instead of in the scheme of preparation and planning. And that's where we are right now. We're on the outside of it.